Some folks may cringe at the mere suggestion of finding a silver lining in the pandemic, but for some, it has sparked a new sense of what's possible, finding new ways to get things done for ourselves, for our neighbors, and for our communities. At Nampa's Grace Episcopal Church, services are still all digital, and the parish hall, which is normally booked solid with weddings, quinceañeras, and church events, had been quiet and empty. Reverend Karen Hunter saw an opportunity.
I knew that since we had the shutdown for COVID, that many children simply were not in school. Schools were trying to engage them, but given the situations with their parents trying to work and just the whole situation, that this was really a need, especially in for the people that this church serves.
I spoke with Reverend Karen, known to many as Mother Karen, in the parish hall. She'd looked at the big empty space we were sitting in and knew how she could put it to work.
One volunteer that was working here with the house next door, I found out that she was a teacher and was passionate about teaching and working with kids. And she said, too bad we can't just do something. And I said, well, we could, but you know, I need people to help with that.
That volunteer is Marilyn Griggs.
We took the Sunday school room. I got books from rummage sales, anywhere I could find books. We just gathered up materials, and Karen knew the kids. I got the materials, and so we started.
They also called a friend. Deanna Thornhill taught many years in Coeur d'Alene and had retired to Florida more than a decade ago.
I flew out here August 28th and was at school, I think, the next day and meeting. So we're by the seat of our pants, getting things organized and getting supplies.
The idea was simple: get help to members of the congregation who needed it, primarily parents with essential jobs, no childcare, and limited time to guide their children through online schooling.
My name is Itzanaí Sanchez Guzman. I am in 11th grade. Having something like this is very helpful because they help us with when we are struggling with our work. And I'm able to focus more here, too.
Sanchez Guzman has three younger siblings. They are all among about 10 kids Reverend Karen drives down to pick up for the two-hour tutoring. They wear masks and can spread out in the large parish hall, but also go downstairs for one-on-one work.
Enough to start with. All right.
That's Thornhill, the retiree from Florida, guiding her student, Josh, through multiplication tables.
What do we have? How many groups?
Four.
Four, and what's the total?
24.
Okay. We are giving children here a lot more education than I think that they would get right now with what they have to deal with. I admire the teachers in the school so much beyond words. So we're here to actually support the schools too, to help them with the children, with their work, and do what we can to support them to even make up for what they lost last year and to help them get started this year.
The opportunity has so excited Thornhill. She's selling her Florida home and moving here. She wears her passion on her sleeve and relishes the chance to teach to the ability of the kids in front of her. But she knows it's risky. Both Thornhill and Griggs, the other tutor, are at higher risk for complications if infected with the coronavirus.
Is it a risk? Yes, it is. There's just no way around that one. But I think for everybody here, of all the with all the adults, we felt it was more important to provide for these kids education and doing something with them. Otherwise, they're just staying home and watching TV and eating snacks.
Reverend Karen says the tutoring program has about doubled in size because of word of mouth in the community, but she needs more volunteers and transportation help to grow further.
One of my volunteers said to me this morning, "I'm so happy to be here. I have a reason to get up in the morning." And so I think sometimes we think of life as breathing, but there's other ways of thinking of life, and thinking of life as activity, you know, that gives me meaning is also profoundly important when we think about life.